And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And we're back.
Yay.
To buckle up for things. Sexy things.
Sexy. Christ, man. Sexy buckling.
Buckling.
With your hosts.
Wait, no, we did that.
Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
We're buckling under the weight of the sex.
But, whoa. That's a lot of sex.
That seems like... Seems like some good sex.
Is there some of this in there?
Not yet.
I did not. I wanted to let you mix your own.
Yeah, not until you put your own in. What are we drinking, James?
Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Oh, shit.
God damn it. Well, all right. Do you need me to pour that for you, Salsa?
No.
Okay. I'm a strong, independent man. I can do it.
I don't need your matriarchy.
Yes, you do.
I left that off on purpose. So somebody else could have some.
Choice.
We already got some.
He meant...
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Someone else.
No. But you took away my heat.
And the noise as well.
Oh, fine.
It will remain...
All right, so we're recording?
Who are you people?
What are you doing here?
I'm James.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
We did die laughing.
Yeah.
In case you...
One does not stare into the void without the void staring back.
So... You guys, I was going to say we did 50 hours of comedy, but that's incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah.
We did... Almost 51 hours.
Well, no, I feel like we did 49 hours of comedy and then 2 hours of sappy crying. Like, just ugly sobbing.
Oh, I'm reminded.
I didn't cry. What?
Salsa?
You're calling me ugly sobbing now?
Yeah.
Well, you're ugly not sobbing,
also
too.
Also that.
No. But
so the... What?
I was instructed to do this.
By... Whom?
By Eric Thompson.
Chris the French.
Chris the French.
Speaking of Eric Thompson, I guess you go first.
Salsa, you have been the person who has shepherded me into each stage of Fearless.
Is this you talking or Eric talking?
Me.
Okay.
And I appreciate you. Not only as a member of Fearless, but also as a friend. I've enjoyed watching anime and going on dates with you and hanging out with you and attending your family pie day.
Pie.
You are delightful, and your family is also delightful.
Are we also delicious and lovely?
I would say that your wife and kids are talented. And then
I guess I haven't heard of any other definition for de lovely, so we'll go with that one.
I guess I would also say that you're talented.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that means we've hit the 3Ds.
Sure.
Sure.
Whoa.
Speaking of Eric Thompson, we this weekend at Die Laughing. For those of you watching the live stream already know, but for those of you who were not...
Holy fuck, did you miss it.
We did 3 hours of Apropos of Nothing, followed by High Five Guys.
I mean, we did an hour and a half of Apropos of Nothing, followed by an hour and a half of High Five Guys.
What Stefan has done is just given me and Jason all 3 hours and basically said, divvy it up amongst yourselves. So I'm going to be coordinating with Jason of the High Five Guys, to release the audio,
Is that like releasing the Kraken?
I was going to say, it's a grim portent.
Something like that. But we're going to try to coordinate so we release the audio in sequence, but also relatively soon after each other.
Aha. Mm.
So that you get to hear the one before the other, but don't have to wait a really long time for the other. Because shit happens, yo. Those of you who watch the live stream already know. don't spoil it for anyone else.
We don't...
Spoilers!
We don't speak of it.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, shit goes down.
Oh, fuck.
A lot gets drunk.
I get drunk.
It turns into utter chaos.
Oh my god.
At one point, I'm sitting on the Lego walk with, like, Brie on my lap. And there's Malort. It's chaos. Wow. It's messy.
There are zip ties.
It goes.
I was pleased to see that those zip ties stayed on that chair.
yes, the entire rest of the run.
Made me pretty happy.
Did we
make sure to get rid of those when we did cleanup?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
No, they live there now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But anyway, chaos ensues. But you kind of have to listen to them both in order to really understand what's going on. So we will be...
if you can at all.
Hell, we don't understand what's going on half the time.
Nope.
But we will be endeavoring to release that audio soon. That way you don't have to wait for it. In the meantime, you're just going to have to settle for us reminiscing about the last few days.
Holy shit.
Trying to simultaneously remember everything that happened and be succinct enough that we get everything in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do we just want to, like, do the quick 50, look down the schedule?
Where do you
talk about shit?
I suppose the schedule is, like, blasted off the website, though, now, so.
If only you knew someone who could help with that.
I mean, it's not like I haven't got fucking spreadsheets all over the place.
There is that.
Oh, my God. So I will say, I got, many people on the podcast will know that I have many different allergies, sensitivities, and intolerances.
What?
And, during Die Laughing, I got intolerant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody slipped some coconut into my dairy-free creamer. Oh. And that went poorly for about 12 hours.
Gross.
Yep.
That's even especially rough because then it's coffee that's betrayed you.
I know. Well, that was the thing. If I had read the full label, I would have seen it because it wasn't, like, hidden, but it wasn't as prominent as the almond milk portion of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm stumbling out of bed after, like, a few hours of sleep, and I'm like, almond milk creamer, put it in the coffee.
All right. So do we want to do a show by show?
Yeah.
Just hit them all really fast.
Yep.
Just a minute or two.
Punch them.
All right. Well, yep. I think we need to start with, of course, our intro.
Yay! I was part of that.
Very important.
Yeah.
Because all three of us were part of that in various ways.
Yeah, various.
The big, big news coming out of that is, of course, the fact that Fearless has rebranded.
Yes, we have.
Gone is Fearless Frank. We now have a new logo.
May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. We have a new logo. We have a new color scheme. We have a new, you know, look. And it is forward-looking into the future.
Ooh. So, I mean, that is accurate.
If anybody wants to talk about that.
I mean, I can talk about that.
Go ahead.
Because, we had a committee for Fearless that decided on a logo. It got approved by all of the important people to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to make sure that it got the full recognition it deserved as a new logo. So we had a giant 6-foot banner hung up that we were able to pull curtains back for and reveal the grandness of our logo. The logo itself it has a leaping figure. Leaping off of the word Fearless with a portion of Comedy Productions underneath. And it's kind of symbolic. You guys, I'm trying to be serious here and, like, convey important things, and you two are fucking around.
He dropped something and I went to help him.
He doesn't accept help.
I noticed that about him.
In fact, he denied your help repeatedly.
He slapped it onto the ground.
Anyway.
So anyway, we have a leaper, and she is leaping into the unknown, but Comedy Productions is there to catch her fall make it a safer risk. It is still a risk, however. She's it is very forward movement in that logo, which I appreciate. The colors are a lovely blue. kind of a Royal Electric-y kind of thing. I know it's got a specific number and everything, but...
I may actually remember that number.
Yeah. Hex code 002F6C.
Yep.
You're 002F6C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only on the one side. The other side's like a 6D.
Did you just cut...
And the other color...
Okay. The other color is a goldish color.
Hex code DE7C00.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't get too descriptive with
I
that
like
one.
To think of it as an orange.
Yeah, except that, like, when
it's
we...
golden-y, orangey.
It's gold. It is gold color.
Just go to the website, you'll see it.
Yep, I found that mustard yellow seemed to be closest to what
that
I was looking
close,
for.
That is pretty close,
yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But it,
so yeah, we revealed it and we had swag.
Yes, we did. So much fun swag.
So much swag.
We
had bags, we had beads, we had stickers and magnets, we had lanyards, and we had fidget spinners. James has his right now.
So right at 7 o'clock, when everything started, Jenna suddenly walks up to me in a bit of a panic. And I, at this point, had my laptop out because once the, you know, logo reveal happened, I was going to be switching over all of the logos and color schemes and everything for the Fearless website.
It wasn't right at 7. It was shortly before 7.
But shortly before 7, I've got my laptop ready to go, and Jenna approaches me and is basically like, James is stuck in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one who knows how to, like... get the live stream on the Die Laughing website.
Well,
which
let's be
we
clear.
Need in a moment.
Let's be clear. I knew how, or I had a good guess as to where. Like, I knew how we'd done it in years past, but I was busy.
But you're going to be on stage.
I'm about
in
to
two
be on
minutes.
Stage, and I can't do this shit.
Exactly.
So,
but
yeah,
but it was basically at that point. James and Jenna were the only people who knew what was going to happen, and Jenna was busy, and James wasn't here yet. So, thankfully. Because Jenna has foresight, I had access to the website as well.
Yeah,
and so I'm on the phone with James, and James is walking me through how to set everything up.
Okay, click on that menu. All right, what options do you see?
Yeah.
But that's,
and that was
it's a good thing we've all done tech support before, guys.
I know, right?
By the way, formally and in recording, my sincerest apologies for not having better redundancy planning on my time.
I mean, you know, I'm still angry about it, but you can make
fair.
It up to me.
Nobody
could. I'll find ways.
Yeah. Okay.
I will find ways.
Nobody could have planned for that.
I have weak old dishes that need to... Anyway, I'm teasing. Oh, my God.
So that was the welcome. Next up was Double Blind Improv.
Oh, yeah.
Always
Double Blind was
a winner.
Yeah.
After that was Piz Poor. Oh,
yes.
Who always makes me happy.
I talked to him behind, down in the get ready room, the blue room, and he was like, oh, hey. And I was like, yeah, I'm really excited for you to go on stage. Like, it's really good to have you back. And he goes, oh, it's just the same old crap again. And I was like, I know. And he's like, okay. Fucking, I love his show
it's
much.
It's no fair how funny he is.
Yeah, so for the first 8 hours, I got to host with Jessa.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jessa was doing a lot of the check-in stuff with the acts. She's really good at that kind of thing.
Mm.
And that way I didn't have to worry about it in case I got pulled somewhere else, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Worked really well as a team. I had no desire to kill her, which is not something I could promise if I had done it with anybody else. So,
yeah.
You know. Yo. Oh, you'd be dead.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she and I bantered fantastically, but she goes to tell me, I'm like, okay, so did you get, you know, intro and stuff like that for Piz Poor? And she's like, yeah, he wants a long, elaborate intro about how we were supposed to get this guy from, like, France or something. And I'm like, Oh, I know what he wants. We got this.
Yep.
She's like, so we're going to end it with guy from the back alley? I'm like, totally.
All right.
Yeah. That's and standard. We did it. It was fantastic. But I love it when Pissarro is like, can I get this intro? And I'm like, honey, you can get whatever intro you want.
After that was Encyclopedia Show.
I performed in that.
Mm-hmm.
I told a story about Bill and totally didn't make people cry.
Oh.
It was actually a pretty happy story about Bill.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But still.
Yeah.
Bill.
It involved Nerf guns, you guys. No. Come on.
Yep.
I believe you've told me this story, and it is good.
No, I interwove about 5 different Bill Nerf gun stories, so.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have Comedy Fight.
Oh, fuck, that was so fun. I lost the round that people tell me. Like, I should have been a sure bet for this round.
You should have been a sherbert?
Yeah, okay. Orange.
Nice.
And I lost a laugh off.
Oh my god. How?
To Becky.
I believe that. Yeah.
She just started laughing and I was like, fuck, that's good.
Yeah.
Well.
Yep.
All right, time to laugh.
I think the thing is that you are a very good genuine laugher. But Becky, if she's anything like me, has trained herself to be able to laugh at times when she does not feel like laughing.
Yeah. I just didn't have it in me. And then the moment I get off stage, Eric Thompson,
Chris the French,
was like, what the fuck was that shit? And I went, and he's like, you motherfucker.
I was really happy to see Pedantic Eric in a pedantic off.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, and the cheat off was so good.
The cheat off was pretty great. There was a death off.
Oh, yeah.
In which, as soon as he said death off, Jason Kruger fucking dropped. Like a stone.
Oh, yeah, like his strings were cut.
It just, and the other person on stage was just like, nope.
All right.
That was nothing I can do at this point.
Nope.
That's it. Comedy Fight's always happy.
Jason and Jessa had an awkward off.
Oh, God, that was good.
That was really good.
That was,
but
yeah.
She had no chance. Nobody can awkward like Jason.
Yep.
Speaking of Jason. His pronunciation of actually was really strong.
Yeah. For the pedantic off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Jason, next was Lyritix.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck, man. I love these guys so goddamn hard.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you.
Oh, man. I've got a song stuck in my head. This song's going to get stuck in your head.
It's going to get stuck in your head. It's going to get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure as fuck.
When we were loading in, Jason was walking past me with, like, a mattress or something and hands me one of their CDs. And I was just like, oh. And that's what I listened to on the drive home from
my laughing. Rad.
And, like, that's how I wrapped up my weekend. And
mildly
it made me
jealous.
Happy. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so good. I love that. I'm a super fan. I can't
deny.
After that was Aiden in a Kilt. Aiden did stand-up for half an hour.
Yeah.
I did not see this, so I really can't speak anything about it.
I caught the very tail end. He closed just a little short.
Okay.
Which always throws the hosts off, but talked about some pretty serious issues, actually.
After that was Doom Kitten and Dogbone. In all of the years and all of the things that they have performed at, this is the first time I've actually been able to sit down and watch them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm angry I haven't earlier.
They're
but I just
really
it's
good.
One of those acts that I've just never been able to schedule myself around and actually, like, I've stumbled in on, walked in while I'm walking through and heard their stuff, but to sit down and watch.
Yeah.
This was the first for me, so.
Yeah.
They were great. Then was Kayla Sodabeer doing stand-up.
I'm so fucking proud of her.
She's always delightful.
Uh-huh. Not much else to say beyond that. Just wonderful. And then was Firsters doing At One With Nature, nature-themed stand-up.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude.
I missed a large chunk of that because I was getting ready.
Although, yeah. I will also say that, we'll talk about how funny his wife is in a little bit.
Okay. Foreshadowing. Yeah.
Yep.
Next was Drunk on Trump.
Oh.
I did not get to see it.
Yeah, neither did I. I was getting ready.
I was both interested and also horrified by the concept. I was in the middle of doing other things, or I would have checked it out. But
I helped them get set up, and then I had to leave. But yeah. When they were getting done, it was just basically a lot of very depressed, drunk people.
Aww.
So we'll find out what that was all about when we watch the video. After that was what we were all getting ready for: white male privilege dancers.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We'll sit on this one for a little bit. We can't wait too long. We got a lot to get through.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about this
a
little bit.
I was super pleased with everybody that performed. Mm. Everybody did solid work. Mm. We had some burlesque stuff. We had some jazz.
Oh, yeah.
We had ballet, contemporary ballet, from one of the newest members of Fearless.
So fucking talented. And
he was so good. He was so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was so nervous. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what you would. No, you're great. Mm. But that's what I love about doing this show is that, like, all these guys are like, but I can't dance. And I'm like, you have been socialized to think you can't dance, but I promise you can.
Well, you better learn because now's the time.
Right.
Also, if you can't, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, either way, it's going to be a good show. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jim Lewis.
Oh my god.
Always.
The turducken of inflatable costumes.
He always has something costume heavy and big and different.
Jesus Christ.
The year he did belly dance is probably the tamest year.
Uh-huh.
But he's also the only guy we've had do belly dance.
Huh.
And he worked really hard on that and did a fantastic job. But this year, he started in. Was it a unicorn, like an inflatable
giant
unicorn?
Inflatable unicorn.
Yeah. And then he stripped out of that, and underneath was an inflatable skeleton.
Yeah, like
of a T-Rex. What do you call that?
Skeleton.
Like a fossil.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
And then he stripped out of that into an inflatable T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he stripped out of that into. The inflatables that they have where, like, your torso is sticking out of it and it looks like you're riding an inflatable dinosaur.
Yep.
Right.
And then did the rest of his dance like that. It was, the turducken of inflatable burlesque, I think.
Burlesque turducken.
Yep. It was so, it was incredible. And none of his stuff broke this year, which was great. I was so worried.
He was doing such a good job last year, and the little fan thing shut off, and like he started slowly deflating on the pole,
which
and
was
so
hilarious
sad.
But sad. Yeah, it was funny, sad. But yeah, this year, like I think he just made sure to double check everything.
Yeah.
And nothing deflated. I don't know.
Everything was right there. Like
His timing was good and everything. So, there was some guy doing a weird rug dance. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like he'd been planning it for a year or something.
Yeah, that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was really pleased with the audience reaction. I was the magic carpet from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did poi with tassels.
Did tassel dance.
The tassel poi was pretty phenomenal.
And then the poi. Yeah.
It was great.
And then to round everything out, once the while the votes were being
to buy
tallied,
me time to try to figure out monies.
Yep. To while the votes were being tallied, the Fearless Follies team from Give to the Max, because we hit our goal at Give to the Max Day, we had to do our white male privilege dance, and so the five of us, me, Garrick, Jim Lewis, Eric Thompson, and Kyle Decker. We did a very, very smoky, sexy piece. We were in full suits, dressed to the nines.
It was
hot.
Mm-hmm.
We had hats and canes and the whole nine yards, and it was.
I've heard it was pretty damn attractive for the first 30 seconds.
For the first 30 seconds until until the police showed up.
I don't know. I felt like it got maybe even a little more attractive.
Yeah. But then after 30 seconds or so, when we started taking our clothes off, the police showed up.
Yeah.
And then the music switched to Yakety Sax, and
that's
we all
so
fucking
weird.
Scattered
for yeah.
4 minutes.
And it was 4 minutes of basically the Scooby-Doo hallway scene.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
As clothes progressively get taken off.
And the cop was... Your cop was trying to put clothes
trying
back
to get
on.
Clothes. My favorite was when she picked up like Jim's shirt and was trying to put it on Garrick. Just like no. No, it was pretty dope. We got chased all over the place. It was utter chaos
yeah.
and the laughs were rolling in.
Yeah, it sounded fantastic. I can't wait to see more on that.
Yeah, I'm super pleased with how that turned out.
Yeah.
Next up was one James was in, ASMR Comedy Hour.
Loved this show so fucking hard. I loved it so much. I loved doing the absolutely dumb thing that I did, which was to make weather sounds with a paper towel into the microphone while I told just awful jokes.
Whispering
dad jokes into it, and then would occasionally punctuate them by rolling the microphone slowly so that it sounded like echoing thunder. And fucking Keith was losing his mind.
Cannot wait to watch the video on that.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I loved that. But this is where I believe it's Michaela Sturz, Furster's wife. Tucked him into bed, ASMR style, and was outrageously fucking funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Kayla was also in that and was incredible. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then we had Cody Narrates the Audience in Song,
which was good.
Something
I was
had last
asleep,
year.
But he is always fantastic.
This was the moment in time where I was crawling into bed because I thought I was done.
I know what happened.
And then
next.
Just, like, I got... This is where we at. We're at 5:30 in the morning. I'm crawling into bed because I'm like, okay, I don't have anything until tomorrow. I'm going to get a few hours of sleep. And I climb into bed, and I check my phone one last time and go, oh, shit, I'm on stage in an hour.
Yep.
So I crawl out of bed. So we have Cody Narrates the Audience. Then we have Drunk Story Time, which is people drunkenly telling stories.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there in the title.
Yup.
Right.
But after Drunk Story Time was Whiskey in a Wine Glass.
Yeah.
And Whiskey in a Wine Glass was me and Bree, and this is the first time I have ever done long-form comedy in my life. And it's always easy with Bree, because she is fantastically funny and...
Oh, yeah.
Knows how to keep a scene moving. And, I mean, it was a scene that started out fairly simple, and by the end of it, we lived in a town inhabited entirely by superheroes, and she didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Like, all of us were superheroes, including her, and she didn't realize it. It was so good. after that was Electrotron 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
What was it? What was it? This is...
Okay, so...
I got done, and I went straight to
and
bed.
You passed
yeah.
out.
So,
yeah.
Winter from the Booth and a couple of other people, including Meredith.
Meredith, yep.
Who hangs out...
Not our Meredith, but...
Different from Booth
yeah,
Meredith.
Yeah, not Fearless Meredith, but
yeah.
Awesome Meredith.
Well, they're both awesome, but
yeah,
yes.
But other awesome Meredith,
right.
Like,
yeah.
like the non-fearless awesome Meredith.
Right.
God, I
that Meredith. They
were
all dressed.
We're only 12 hours in. We got to.
They were
going.
All dressed in suits, like really sharp suits, and they were doing political speeches that were printed off of an AI, the Electrotron.
Oh my God!
And it was monstrous. But really eerily accurate. It was like watching an episode of the fucking Twilight Zone. It was a fever dream. But it was incredible.
That sounds real good.
And they were nice enough to sell more of them afterwards.
Aww.
They took in donations.
Oh,
a
nice.
Decent amount of donations cool. for that.
Very cool.
After that was School Aid. This
yes.
is Duck's show, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. After that was Last Action Movie.
Also good.
Uh-huh. That's Kyle's thing, right?
Yep. Wait.
No.
No. That one is Matt Kelly and...
Yep.
Yes.
Others.
Then was May the Force Be With You.
Yeah.
That's Tim Wick's Star Wars themed thing, mm-hmm. where they did a bunch of sketch basically stuff themed mm-hmm. on Star Wars.
This whole time I've been getting shot with arrows, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was during your hosting show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sucker.
After that was Slitherpuff.
Aw, yeah.
I missed him.
I was asleep. I don't know really honestly anything about what happened here, so...
I got to hear, I think, two of their songs, and they were incredibly quality. They're nerdy, nerdy songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. A song, I think it was called How to Be a Wonder Woman. And it was fucking great.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I took their card because I'm hoping to buy an album.
Nice.
Next was Ancient Future Division.
Mm-hmm. They were very good.
I don't even know who was in that one.
They, I haven't met any of the three of them, other than just...
It was improv?
Informally. Yeah. And they just did the same scene over and over again, but they did it in different time periods.
Oh!
Incorporating, like, Victorian British... Jules Verne technology, and then like going back to the time of the dinosaurs and doing
interesting.
You know, like, yeah, it was fucking great.
Oh, that is fun.
Then we had dueling narrators.
Yes.
Oh my god, I did see that. That was really good. That reminds me. Note to self. Keep going.
Well, after that was a little bit of a show that I guess it was okay. It's a Table for One with Alex Lover.
It was incredible. Are you fucking kidding me?
She was so funny.
Don't make me go Mama Bear on your ass. No, Table for One with Alex Lover was my daughter's solo improv show.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
Like, she just walked up like she's always been doing solo improv, and it was her first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she just told the story and kept going and got things from the audience and... incorporated butter statues into her story. Just fucking...
A butter statue! Really?
Yeah.
Fucking really?
I love that when she did just kind of like, really? And then kept going. It was right? So nice. Good. So good.
Like, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call you out.
Right. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, she was incredible, brilliant. And I really hope she does more solo improv. Mm-hmm. The only weird part about that was at the end when the waiter forgot to collect her check.
Yeah. Afterwards, she came off stage and she was like, "I'm so sorry, I fucking forgot to tell you." She was like, "I just told you to bring the check, and I'm so sorry." I forgot you were borrowing a shirt from Josh and returning it to him. So Josh had to walk out in the shirt and pretend to be me?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like another, or, yeah.
Right.
The other guy had to go, I'm here to collect your check.
A lot happened.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like these things are chaotic.
Right. So, yeah.
So that was that. After that was G-Money's live action music videos.
Which was fun.
Which sounded like a hoot.
Yeah. He did... It was Garrick, and he performed Sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great. And Josh, Meredith, and Abby helped me present Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Yes.
And we had a blast. There were tiny bicycles.
I already have heard conversations of people like getting ideas for what they want to do for that next year.
Yeah.
So, look for
Does
that
this
one.
Mean I can retire white male privileged dancers?
I mean, it's not my call.
Yeah, it's not my call either.
I feel like it should be, and yet every year it's not.
After that was Improv Improv.
Mm.
That was Dave McKay's thing,
I believe. That was Dave, Heather, and Garrick doing mm-hmm. improv.
Rad.
And they were really good.
Yeah, I love those three.
Yeah.
Then was the Fearless Fledglings Variety Hour.
Yes.
And they did. That was the newest Fearless members doing a variety of mm-hmm. random nonsense.
I tried so hard to stay awake for it, and I had to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Jessa did stand-up, and it was mm-hmm. hilarious. It was basically lesbian stand-up. And I was watching one of our lesbian friends in the audience just like, dying, just laughing her ass off at everything, being like, yes, true.
Preach. Like,
yeah.
I'm so excited to see the video.
But, I mean, the rest of the audience loved it, too. Yeah. It was just especially funny to those of us women that have tried to pick up women. and how awkward that is.
I remember you laughing at that joke at the Fringe show.
Mm.
Is this
going to be a long thing? Because we're still
the guy who was like, and by the way, if you're here for Lesbian Dating 101, how to rent a U-Haul, and you fucking lost it.
Yes.
We're getting into Saturday afternoon now. We're getting into the improv block. We have Absurd.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the Brie block.
There was Absurd, which was improv. Then there was the Armando, which is improv.
Yeah.
We have a little moment here. Joshua Knight did stand up.
Oh, my God.
Music and stand up. Fucking dude is funny as hell.
So good. Oh, yeah.
I love watching him. Next was more Brie stand up or improv with J and B. And then was more Brie with Bad Advice from Siri and Alexa. Bad Advice from Siri and Alexa is something that has started as a Fearless Five show and has since grown into a thing. It's all over the place and wonderfully so. They put poor Jason through so much.
It's so good.
Oh, it was
good.
So hilarious, though.
Then we have the Not So Silent Planet.
Yeah.
Which is not improv. That's actually scripted.
It's speculative storytelling.
I got to hear Tim's story on that. It was quite good.
I believe it.
And after that, it's, oh, look, more Brie doing improv. There's Wise Fools improv.
Oh, yes.
Wise Fools started out at Fest, and they have since grown and to expand into the universe, and that makes me happy.
Yes.
After that, we're getting into Saturday evening. We've got Reverend Matt's Monster Science.
Fucking so good.
Yes.
You could have Reverend Matt read a fucking
phone book,
and I would laugh. Because he's funny.
He's hilarious.
He can really, really bring the funny.
He does.
After that is Epic Lip Sync Battle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always a good time. Angela Fox won for the second year in a row. She's not allowed to compete anymore.
Yeah.
She's only allowed to judge from now on. Because it's really not fair having a professional music teacher and choreographer doing choreographed lip sync routines.
Yeah. Seems.
She fucking killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Was a solid, like, everybody was basically like, Becky is going to win this, and then Angela went last. And we were like, fuck!
Every show, but Becky's were my favorites. Yeah. I didn't get to see Angela's, but Becky's were my favorites of the
And the best
the
part was
there.
Becky had the biggest fucking smile on her face the whole
she fucking loved it.
I was talking to her later. God. It was just like, she was like, I am so filled with joy when I am doing it. Like, she is genuinely fucking happy to be there.
Oh, God, yeah.
She's had so much fun. And like I said, she absolutely would have won if Angela hadn't.
I also love seeing all of the boothies up there. Yeah. Seeing Meredith and Abby and AK and everybody up there was fucking great, and they did a fantastic job.
I will say I did like Angela's costume.
I didn't get to see it.
Angela did Slave Leia strangling Boba Fett. Jabba the Hutt. Why did my brain do that?
The song she hated was Slave by Britney Spears.
Right.
And so she dressed as Slave Leia.
Huh.
And the best part was when I'm standing there and Kara White taps me on the shoulder and goes, "Don't you have a costume just like that?" And I go, "That is my costume."
Angela had messaged me and was like, "Do you have a Slave Leia outfit? Because I do seem like the type of person that might have, like, a belly dance Slave Leia or something."
Sure.
And I was like, "No, but you should probably contact Salsa."
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, "Oh, okay.
I have questions I don't want answered."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yep.
That's a story I've just been wanting to drop since
fair
it
enough. Happened. Yeah, no, the thing is apparently the top didn't fit her at all. So she like used what are supposed to be the like hair clips,
yeah,
and clip those to her bra to make the bra.
Oh yeah.
So like it was, but she just made it work.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have noticed if she
Tim
hadn't
Gunn
told
style.
Me. Like it was, but yeah, she looked great and was. True. I was just like, my costume is redeemed.
Yes. Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Because the last time I saw the Die Laughing stage was not as pretty.
No.
You know, mm-hmm. You tried hard.
Things happen.
After that, it's Die Laughing.
Yeah.
After that was Trevor Gertensen doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Half-hour stand-up. Then...
And I will say, Trevor is a very sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he tried some stuff that ended up being a bit more offensive than he intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him about it afterwards to be like, okay, so what happened? And explained to him the parts that were offensive. And he was mortified. He was mm-hmm. absolutely mortified.
Yeah.
So he asked if he could apologize
mm-hmm.
After the act that was after him, and he did. And I think everybody took it very well. But, yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like the doing edgy comedy is hard, and sometimes
right.
you mess up.
Yeah.
Lord knows I have definitely fucked that one up.
I thought for sure I was going to.
There was a vilification tennis show years ago where it was about white male privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And we had conceived of this idea wherein we were going to be the white, southern, rich people telling basically jokes about old, rich, white guys.
Oh, God.
And it didn't... It just turned into a bunch of us telling racist jokes on stage. And it... Yeah, it did not work at all. And
yeah.
We were like, well, that was awful. And now we are terrible people.
Not what
honestly, I'm kind of glad that it didn't play.
Yeah, no, it did not work at all.
Hmm.
And we immediately recognized and owned that. And so I get it.
Yep.
That sort of thing can happen.
Mistakes can happen.
And to his credit, he...
He was brave enough to get up there and apologize.
Exactly. The fact that he stood up there...
And wanted to. He asked if he could do it. It wasn't... I didn't force anything. I didn't ask. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the opportunity to ask. He asked first.
Yeah. No, the fact that he did that speaks volumes to his character.
Yep.
Agreed.
So, speaking of the next act was vilification tennis.
Speaking of offensive comedy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
There's...
I did feel bad. I had that conversation with him. I'm like, great. So, you'll apologize after this act, which is fuck. Well, have fun being in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
After that was Doom Kitten, doing stand-up for half an hour, and then
I did not get to hear that.
So. I caught the tail end of it.
Okay.
Just because I was. With my job doing stage managing, I've caught a bunch of that.
You caught a bunch of tail?
Yes. We were transitioning between stage managers at that point in time.
Sure.
And so I was backstage a lot right there. After that was The Morning Wood. This is musical act. Aiden and Chad Dutton.
I think I was grabbing my first meal.
Yep.
I didn't get to see it.
They did music. After that was Too Much Tim. It was Tim Wick doing stand-up. And then
I boycotted it.
Yeah. And then after that was Starving Bartists.
Fuck, yes. I saw it and it was so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are
but
adorable
amazing.
And hilarious.
I love those two.
Yeah. Well, because their characters are in like adorable love with each other.
Also that. It was Festy the Fool and Cabbage from the Renaissance Festival. Mm-hmm. Doing just sitting on a picnic table and like being themselves.
Picnic blanket? Yes.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But were they sitting on a picnic blanket with a couple of guitars and just being them, and it was great.
They sang a song where the refrain was "Ooh, garbage." So there's that.
Yeah.
Then we had more stand up, Lyle LaRue, stodgy academic.
Yeah.
He has been at our Die Laughing for many, many years now.
Every single Die Laughing.
Yep.
Wow. He may have missed the second one. I don't remember. Hmm. But he was definitely at the first.
Mm-hmm. A repeat performer mm-hmm. there. And then we don't need to talk about who's next at all.
If you want to know what happened there, you should just go listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
later.
There was somebody called Apropos.
I think it's Apropos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Apropos.
No Thing podcast, followed by the High Five Guys podcast.
Oh, I've heard them.
My God, at this point, we were sleep deprived.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Yep. I believe the next act started with me saying, I'm not drunk, I'm just wicked tired from drinking all night.
Yeah.
I was drunk, I was tired, and still recovering from my food poisoning, my coconut poisoning.
The hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Fuck.
I'm an actress.
If you want to know what happened there,
go listen.
Listen to him.
In fact, you don't want to know what happened.
Too much.
And you should still go listen to him.
Except
that you do want to know.
Yeah.
After that was erotic fan fiction.
Yeah.
That is a competition wherein people write.
Do we know
erotic
who
fan fiction?
I don't think. I don't think judging took place.
Oh.
I think it was just
for the sake of.
Yeah, like five or six of us got up there and just like went through all of our story. And
this was the period of time where I was trying to catch some Z's before my host shift.
Yeah,
because my God, was I drunk? And then I woke up and did my host shift still drunk. So after that was Sexy Geek Variety Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have
with Donna DeLick.
I don't have all of the memory of everything that happened during erotic fan fiction, which is really terrifying to me.
But yeah, the Sexy Geek Show, I was not able to watch it. I do not know what happened.
I'm going to have to watch the video for that one.
Yeah.
Then we had the Best Threesome Ever podcast.
Yeah.
Yay, those guys. I tried to give them a slightly better spot. It's hard to do that when podcast, we don't know what's going to be coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Then was Campaign Comedy. This is Kyle's show where comedians do.
Yep.
Do role-playing games.
Yeah. And every year they have a super funny
this
campaign.
Year
you know what they did?
What?
Muppets.
That's fucking great.
It was Eric Thompson for an hour and a half being the Swedish chef. Melissa Kircher for an hour and a half being Animal.
Oh.
And Jessa was...
I don't even know.
Camilla the Chicken, I think.
Maybe. I should check.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was role-playing game, except all of the characters were Muppets.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
And it's
so good.
I cannot wait to watch the video. Then Eric Thompson did stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was awake at this point because I was hosting already. I started hosting for the
How
movie
was
machine,
he? I
guess.
Was sleeping at that point.
Eric Thompson fucking... destroyed.
Yeah. I believe it.
I managed to
His
drag my ass out of bed
was,
for that.
I was fucking howling with laughter. Eric is another one of those people that just constantly gets... he just does things, and they're always amazing. And then we had the Travel by Proxy podcast.
Yeah. It's Andrea's new podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
It's good.
Pretty good. Then awesome. Was... Then was the ever-popular Judging a Book by Its Cover.
Yes.
Mm.
This is one of Melissa's brain children, and if there is ever a Melissa brain children, you will watch it.
Yes.
Because...
they're fucking great. Christ.
Because she has the best kids ever.
Then, after that, was a well-known improv group in the Twin Cities, the Fantastic Voyage Improv.
Oh, yeah. My God.
These guys are seasoned professionals. They know what the fuck they're doing. They're funny.
They pulled me up and made me play Pillars with them.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. So I mean, that was fun. I could go into detail, but let's keep going.
Yeah.
We're in Sunday afternoon, and so we're at the understudies.
It's like I booked this.
Nice.
Yeah, how are they?
This was right when my shift ended, and I went back to sleep.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm so tired. I did actually get to see them, or at least a good portion of them. Okay. It was fantastic. It was really, really good. They got props. They did all sorts of different. They did kind of the what is it off script or whatever, where one person has a script and one person doesn't. Off
book, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was, they did that style, they did one-word story, they did a bunch of different story-type things. They did prop-based stuff, and they pulled it all together. Oh, they did basically soap opera. And at the end, they did everything that they had done throughout the show, just nice. The fast-paced snip.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so they're, like, basically, like, summarizing everything they just did over the past 20 minutes.
That's amazing.
It was so good.
Hmm.
After that, you may have heard of them, the Dregs.
Yeah.
I was especially happy with Coconuts Are Really Dumb this time around.
Yes, because of the coconut poisoning.
Then we had Justin Johnson. I'm probably funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see him.
I heard the audience roaring.
Good.
One of Bryn's Bryn mentors someone and brought her to the theater, and it was her first time seeing the Dregs at all, and definitely her first time hearing Virgin Sturgeon. So instantly watching her face became the crowd's favorite activity when they got into a $200 verse.
Oh, God.
So there's that.
Bryn's the best mentor.
Yep.
Well, you will learn things.
It's educational.
After that was an oldie but a goodie, Fearless Lab.
Yes.
Yeah. People tried some weird shit out. Then was improvised Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, they were so good.
I do enjoy this show a great deal. Then was more Brie. It was the Wheel of Brie.
Yay!
After the Wheel of Brie was Double Blind Improv Open Hat.
Yay. I've heard of this.
And after Open Hat was the fucking closing.
Wow.
That was our 50
The half an hour that went an hour and a half.
It got stretched out because everybody was having a real big weep fest, and there was a lot of crying and a lot of blubbering and a lot of hugging, and my God, I was really tired. And
it was starting to wrap up, and we got a large donation from a very generous donor.
Yes.
But the comment on there is what absolutely killed me. It was, here's some money, would you let these people go to sleep.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
Like an hour after we were supposed to be done.
Yep.
So, that was a 50-hour comedy marathon in 52 minutes. I think we should take a break.
Yes, we should.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that happened to us that we didn't cover in our quick run-through.
Sure.
So, we'll do that.
All right. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
What?
With your hosts.
What did we
Salsa.
Just do?
And I'm Jenna.
No. No. No, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Salsa.
No. No, he's Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
No, I'm Jenna.
I'm James.
I'm That's Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. God. Punchy, punchy.
Yeah. That's, so.
Yeah.
What we just did was a very quick run through of all of the shit that happened on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And that wasn't even all of it that happened on stage. And then there's a lot of shit that happened off stage. So let's take, you know, 40 minutes or so. Well,
yeah.
We'll try to keep it shorter because we still have outros and shit like that.
I mean, I pretty much covered a lot of my offstaginess. I was supposed to help judge Epic Lip Sync Battle and Vilification Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
But not judge it.
But then somebody tried to kill you.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I did it to myself.
You're someone.
It's yeah, all right.
You're someone, Jen.
Oh, that's possibly the nicest thing you've ever said to me. But, no, I ended up bowing out of those, and it turned out to be a good thing, because then I was able to work with situations that came up under my event coordinator duties, but... But I was sad. I'm like, oh, man, like, half my shows...
Yeah. Well, you were looking for a little pick me up, so you got some coffee, which I think is a fantastic plan.
I did get some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, I had some cold brew.
That sounds amazing.
Cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
In a jug. Sure. I went to pick these things up from True Stone.
Oh. True Stone coffee?
True Stone coffee.
Wow.
But because
they sound
amazing. They're glass jugs. I went to go pick up one for me and one for Eric Thompson.
Wait, what you're telling me is you had a growler of coffee from True Stone?
I did.
And Eric had a growler from True Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really weird because I had a growler from True Stone.
Well, when I went to pick these up, I was running errands with Garrick. That day, because we were getting things ready for logo reveal and whatnot.
I was running Garrick's with Aaron.
I believe that. So I locate True Stone Coffee, and I walk out of there with these two jugs. Like, just tucked at boob level. And I was like, come on, Garrick, make a comment. Come on, Garrick, make a comment. He didn't make a comment, and I was very unhappy about it.
I would have left that one on the table, too.
Yeah, no.
That is why you are a better man than me.
But not a better man than Garrick.
No.
Huh. That's a high bar.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, I walked into to die laughing with two jugs of cold brew.
I was well captured.
And then I put coconut into it.
Whoops.
God damn it. it's my own fault. But
basically,
yeah.
what you're saying is if you have to be awake for 50 hours for some fucking reason,
mm-hmm. yeah.
what you really want is two jugs of cold press from True Stone Coffee.
Oh, God, yes.
Unfortunately, we talk about this a lot, but unfortunately, the growlers of cold press is something they do not deliver.
No, because they are glass. Mm-hmm.
The glass bottles, they do not deliver. You have to do that. But, if you have a growler, you can trade in for a reduced amount of price.
Yep. They do have a reduced program, so.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, those growlers full of coffee are incredibly worth it.
Oh my god, yeah. yes.
Going and getting them? Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
Through much of mine.
Yeah.
I got a really good price because I had an empty growler that I traded in.
Nice.
And I used the promo code.
Apropos.
But it's spelled apropos.
And I got 10% off of my order.
Accurate.
which was great.
Yeah.
But it's not just if you're doing a 50-hour comedy marathon or something like that. If you just if you want just a nice cup of coffee when you leave the house to go to work, or when you have company over,
every day is a 24-hour comedy marathon.
It really is. That's very philosophical of you. But basically, what we're saying is you need True Stone coffee.
Yeah.
Goddamn, is it delicious.
It is magnificent coffee.
So go over to truestonecoffee.com. Peruse their options.
Yes.
Purchase something. Use the promo code.
Apropos.
Yep.
It's spelled apropos.
Yes.
It's spelled apropos.
Apropos, cool beans.
Yeah.
True Stone.
Yeah, True Stone.
So I had my coffee, and it's a good thing, too, because...
Because, boy, howdy.
Because food was something that was not on my menu. just, I was, my brain and stomach and everything were so out of circadian rhythm at that point.
Did it you wasn't keep even missing funny. The food bits?
I basically, yes. Like, okay, so I got the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the pizza, like, which was the first thing that came. I got the pizza.
I have a story about the pizza.
And then I missed a bunch of stuff. And then, like, there was one point where I was going to bed, and I, like, I'm getting ready for bed. I'm in my pajamas, and I see the message that says tacos in the break room. And I'm like, okay, so I walk over to the break room, and the tacos aren't there yet. Like, she was like, I'm on my way. Tacos will be here.
Mm.
And then, and I'm like, I'm waiting. And, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, I just have to go to bed.
My lovely boyfriend did donate a giant pot of chili.
Fuck, it was so good.
He makes some of the best goddamn chili.
Fuck, that was such good chili.
It's real tasty. And it was, honestly, it was exactly what we needed.
Oh, yeah.
At that point. Uh-huh. We needed protein. We needed beans, we needed
carbohydrates.
Oh yeah.
Even being on a diet, I was like, I'm spending my carbs on this.
Yeah.
And then I had some and I was like, I'm gonna spend a few more carbs on this.
I'm going over the carbs today.
I started the event pretty like eating on a regular you know schedule. But then like Saturday at around 10 p.m. I realized I hadn't eaten anything since about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And went, oh, that's why I'm... So I, like, ate a bunch of cheese and beef sticks, because it was all I had at that moment in time.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the next morning and just immediately was doing things and forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, food, huh? So,
yeah.
It was messed up.
Well, the tacos were on Sunday, so I'm really confused as to what you were doing.
No, it was the tacos. It was after Sunday, after... my host shift.
Okay.
That I went and tried to catch a few more Z's that the taco thing happened.
I was getting my Saturday sleep and I woke up at one point and I was like, oh, fuck.
There was somebody asking me at, like, I think it was like 5 o'clock if they could start tearing down in the yellow room, and I'm like, nope.
No,
I was still asleep at that point in time.
I wait until about 6 or 7 and then I do a room check, and if there's nobody there, then... Then we can do it. And I think you were the last one in.
I think I was.
Or the last one out.
Yeah.
One way or the other, but yeah. But that's, I mean, that's fine. That's what it's there for. And the rest of y'all can just wait.
But I crawled in at like 2:30 or so, and there was a couple people in there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's usually people there until about 5 or 6.
And that's so. That's about the point I finally got out of bed for the last time. But yeah, it... Sleep and food and everything was so off kilter that it, like, I took off work yesterday, and just yesterday was me trying to go, I must eat at noon to tell my body this is when you eat.
Eric Thompson caught me in the hallway and he was like, hey, come here for a minute. And he had a small stash of emergency foods. And he was like, "You're gonna eat this. you're gonna eat this muffin." And I was like, "Man, I can't because I
that
have
was not
a
request
thing." And he's like, "I'm not asking.
Yeah,
you're gonna eat this because I understand carbs and that kind of stuff. You're not allergic to anything in this muffin, and you don't know what you look like right now, but you need it."
I do remember running into you just looking miserable.
Yeah.
You looked like how my body felt all of Saturday. Like, that was what you looked like.
We put our bodies and our minds through hell for this.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
It's fun, and I love doing it.
Yeah.
But fuck, and is it a gauntlet.
I'm super proud of Die Laughing. Like, there is so much work and effort that goes into the damn thing, and all of the time. Oh my God, it's 50 hours, but we have volunteers, like, it's like 350 volunteer hours that happen over the course of the marathon, and that doesn't take into account performers volunteering their time, that doesn't count all the department heads running their stuff, like, it is a massive undertaking.
Well, I mean, people, even physically that weekend, people are showing up 7 hours before it starts to set up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, by the time hour one hits, a lot of us are already on hour seven.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know,
it's brutal.
I ended up going back to work Monday morning, getting up at, 5:30?
Oh, that's not what I did.
And that was fine. I want to say the most critical thing for me next year is taking Friday off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday of the event. I 100% should have taken off.
And taking Monday off is necessary.
Yep.
If you can. If you're unable to, I get it, and that's unfortunate.
Monday I survived by just telling my boss, I'm going to be out of it. And he went, so what's new? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And I mean, I'm definitely feeling it more and more. Like this year, I'm just like, I need to.
Yep.
It's getting harder.
Well, I took both Monday and Tuesday off.
Nice.
That seems like the best plan.
It was really good. Because yesterday, I didn't realize that I was sore. Oh,
my God. My feet.
My feet were absolute, they were on fire. When I got over, I spent the night at Joe's. My feet were on fire.
Yeah.
They were hurting so bad. And then, I woke up the next morning and I'm like, well, now they just regular hurt. Mm-hmm.
I got home and I was like, I'm going to come home and take a quick shower and go to bed. And I got home and I pulled off my clothes and I pulled off my sock and I had blisters on the side of my foot that had popped.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, when did these happen?
Right.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I have been taking the elevator at work, which is unusual for me.
Yeah.
I just have not. I've walked over to the staircase and looked at it longingly once or twice and just been like,
no.
Get fucked, stairs.
I did take, I took yesterday and today off, and yesterday, Joe and I marathoned Tolkien.
I would think that would be anathema to you at the moment.
Wow.
we watched Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Two Towers, and we got through about half of Return of the King.
Holy
shit! We just marathon.
Yeah.
Well, and his reason, and this is why he is so sweet and dear to me. He was like, so I just figured that you would want something on that you didn't have to pay attention to because you already knew it. And you could doze if you wanted to. And we could just, eat and drink coffee and recovery time.
He's real sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
I won't.
It's a good thing it's not
Will
out
you
on
tell
the
him
internet.
I said that, though?
I might.
Okay.
And then I had my... After my shower, I had my wife rebandage me.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Yeah.
She was happy about. No, the best part was today because the bandages were just starting to itch too much, and I was just like, take these things off. And so she rips all the band-aids off and then hands me a fucking stack of band-aids.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, my hosting challenge, me and Bree, for every $25 that we raised during our host shift in our name, a staple got put into a clip of staples. And at the end of our shift, that's how many staples went into our bare back. And both of us hit our 10 staples. And so after Wheel of Brie, which was at 7 p.m.
Earlier, it was auctioned off that I would have to watch them for enough of a donation.
Yeah.
So I got... either the best or the worst seat in the house, depending on your...
When we announced that both of us had made our 10 staples, Jenna was making squirmy noises. And so it was determined that she had to sit and watch. And then we decided, well, wait, if we're going to make her sit and watch, we should have people pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
And they did.
And they did.
So Jenna had to watch.
Yeah.
From about a foot away.
Fuck, though.
That was not...
The thing is, I get the performance, and I would allow that to happen to me.
Nope.
And I don't have the same... phobias necessarily, but watching it happen to you and watching it happen to Brie, I was fucking squirming.
Yeah. And I do. I have a legitimate needle phobia. And it's very much so about metal going into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Staples aren't any better.
No.
Certainly. So, yeah, that was unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
We should have charged more for that.
Yeah, good job on making it through, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not puking, because that was
it looked like a narrow thing.
We had a puke bucket.
I know.
It looked like a close call.
It was not pleasant. Yeah. Nope. Okay, not thinking about that.
So,
coconuts are really dumb.
Coconuts are really dumb.
Oh, so
this song's gonna get stuck in your head.
It's gonna get stuck in your head.
It's gonna get stuck in your head.
They're dumb. Dum dum.
What else?
My hosting shift. Actually, this does get back to a story.
Oh,
excellent.
So my hosting shift with Jessa. What we did for our hosting challenge is that for every $100 raised, Jessa, who does not like seafood, had to try and had never tried this before. Oh. Had to try different types of sushi.
Yep.
And we started her off nice and easy with a veggie roll.
Sure.
California roll. Mm-hmm. Tuna roll. And then we went to like salmon, nigiri, yellowfish, which or yellowtail, which is one of my favorites. And she did not enjoy that one at all.
Oh, no.
Good. I like yellowfish.
mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
Octopus.
I loved her comment about these, by the way.
What was her comment?
She was downstairs and she was like having a bad day about it. And she was like, I hate this so much. And I know that everybody loves this, but I have the same problem with all of this sushi. And I was like, what is it? And she was like, all of this tastes like fish. And then she just starts cackling. And then she's fine. And then she's fine.
But for every piece that... Oh, yeah. So then we did roe, we did eel, and we did squid.
Wow. Jesus.
And, yeah, the squid, she was like... I mean, it doesn't actually taste like much, but it keeps trying to get away from me. Like, you keep trying to bite down, and it keeps running away, and that's bothersome. Uh-huh. Like, but for every time she had to do sushi...
Yeah.
I had to do a dollop of wasabi.
That's just insane.
A dollop is like a pea size.
That's
like,
so much wasabi.
It was.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, is that so kind. The hospitality ordered a special pizza just for me, which I had told them exists from the place that they ordered it. Toppers, by the way, gave us a great deal. And it is a taco pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just get it without the cheese, and it's fantastic. But it was spicier than I remembered.
Oh.
And so I'm...
Was it the pizza, or was it just residual wasabi?
I think it was... I think the pizza was spicier than I remembered, but I was five dollops in by the time we got pizza, and that was not happening. I'm like, I did not think this through. Yeah. So I was unable to eat the pizza that was ordered just for me. I was unable to drink the non-dairy creamer that was brought in for me. Like, I felt so bad on everything. I was able to have the vegan cheese, though, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was super sweet, actually. But, yeah. Yep, so I did 10 dollops of wasabi, and Jessa had to try all of the sushi. She liked none of it.
Well, at absolutely. Least she's tried.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, she got to try it. But I did thoroughly enjoy hosting with my daughter. We bantered as if I had known her for all of her life. Like, it was real good.
Here's the thing, between 10 staples.
I'm so mad at you.
What?
For that joke.
Oh, really?
Really?
Between 10 staples to the back or 10 pea-sized pieces of wasabi. I would take the staples any day of the week.
Nope. Nope. I am right now octopus noping right the fuck out of that.
No, I'm just...
Are you
I would
watching my thought process?
I would absolutely go with the staples over the...
Nope.
I like wasabi, but that's a fucking lot of wasabi.
I love wasabi, and that is still a fucking lot of wasabi.
Yeah.
So we get to the end of the marathon, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with this goddamn wasabi? And I'm like, I know. I'm like, hey, Kayla, give this to your roommate. So her roommate is Joe, who is the one that purchased the wasabi for me. So now it's in their fridge.
Everything turned.
but that was the other thing, is that I ordered the sushi through Bite Squad, and I'd put on the thing, please provide extra wasabi. To make sure I had wasabi, right?
Right.
I'll pay for it, whatever. But they did not provide extra wasabi.
It's so fucked up.
So I called my dear boyfriend and I was like, honey, can you do me a favor? Because I know you're coming in for double blind. And yeah, so he picked up the wasabi for me. Which, by the way, gluten-free.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It was very important for doing a stunt like that in Uptown.
sure.
Yeah.
We should wrap this up.
Yeah.
Any other stories or mentions or something like that we want to regale before we hit the...
Not anything that isn't covered in a podcast.
All right. Good.
Fuck. Yeah.
All right. Let's go straight then into our outro.
What?
You all know what that means.
The outro.
That means we're going to have five of something. And what is that thing? I don't know, but they're going to be fast.
Fast five.
Today's fast five comes to us from...
Damn. Mud?
Mud? Mav?
Mav.
Somebody who very near and dear to Jenna. Mr. Steve... Zoller.
Oh!
I did see. He was watching on the stream, like he was in the chat, just giving comments and stuff. Yay!
It has been much too long, but hey, Steve, how's it going?
Yee.
Steve writes, hello, friends and salsa.
Oh, honey.
I just... 2 seconds ago nice to you.
Yep.
Mother.
The brilliance of the medium. Fuck.
Well played.
Been a while since I dropped one of these. Yeah, apparently not long enough. And since a little birdie told me you were running out.
Aww.
Question number one.
It's a well-trained bird.
Black or white?
Chirp. Look, it doesn't matter.
It totally does.
Or yellow, or blue, or green, or red.
That was not the song that I was thinking of.
No, I know.
I'm going to go black.
I know how to play songs using only the black keys on a keyboard. I do not know how to any songs that use only the white keys.
I can teach you Joy to the World real easy.
Tarantella.
I guess I do. Okay, never mind.
Aha, sucker.
Yep.
There's a lot of songs.
I've been second player my whole life, and in chess, the darker side goes second.
So. Races.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Probably.
That was a joke I shared with Kamara. Like, we had just met, like, first day.
Yeah.
And somebody asked, is there a reason why the black side goes first? And she and I at the exact same time said racism.
Yeah, that's...
And then we high-fived. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also fucking great.
She is wonderful.
I prefer white Russians over black Russians.
That's true. Although black I can't Russians always get my good. Hands on a white Russian.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I prefer negative white space.
Mm.
How's that? I know my brother's an artist.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go black.
All right.
Yeah. You won't go back?
Well, we will find out.
Okay.
Question number two.
Yes.
Wine or rum?
Wine or rum?
I drink a lot more wine than rum.
I do drink a lot more wine than rum.
I think I actually drink more rum than wine in general. I just, for me, like, if I'm going to drink wine, I want it to be with my ladies or, you know, out fancy somewhere.
When you say my ladies, you mean your friends or like your labia?
My lady. No.
I'm having flashbacks. Okay.
I know, right? My lord and my ladies.
No.
For more, tune in to the crossover podcasts. So, yeah, no, I think I do drink rum more often. Because, I mean, number one, Sailor Jerry. Yeah.
Muy bueno.
Kraken. Did you know there's a rum by that name?
Jesus fuck, I'm going to end you. But yeah, I think I mix rum with more things.
I have a much better time with wine than I do with rum the next day.
I don't think I do, actually. I think it's just kind of a...
All right. Question number three.
Yes.
Yellow or pink?
Okay, so for underlying skin tones, they'll often talk about having a more yellow or a more pink complexion. And honestly, it's really hard because I haven't been able to find what that might be on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
I always just go with browns and say, fuck it, that's good enough. But I believe my complexion does lend slightly more to the pink side.
I'm going to say I like sunrises and sunsets that have like pinks and purples and things like that in them. So I'm going to go with pink.
I'm going to go with yellow.
Okay.
Question number four.
Just because. All right.
He's not sure which one that is.
I can't think of any context.
But he's... Yeah.
That's fair.
Question number four. Tulip or mulberry?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Tulip or mulberry?
To think that I saw it on Mulberry Street?
Aw, Grandma used to read that to us.
I'll do that.
I've read that one to my kids.
Yeah.
Aw.
I'll do that.
If only with lilac was one of them.
Nope, I'm going to go mulberry.
Here we go around the mulberry bush.
So,
I'm going to go with mulberry.
Mulberries all around?
Seems like a solid choice.
All right.
Well, I mean, we'll find out.
Question number five.
Fuck.
Jenna or James?
Jenna.
Which non-original AON cast member can be more easily replaced? James.
James.
Oh, that's accurate.
That would be James. It's my podcast, bitches.
I think you're more likely to delegate your position than give it up.
I am, too. That is 100%
She'll
accurate.
She'll sublet her spot.
Yeah, well,
she did earlier this year.
Yeah.
Or
last year?
Last
year? Yeah.
You
with
did
all
earlier.
The surprise guests. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was fun.
Excellent.
All right.
But we missed you.
Aw.
Now we open, and this says, think back to the questions. Remember who told me to write in? Was it me?
I have no idea.
I think it...
It may have been me. I believe we had a conversation. I don't know. I just... Like, I had a dumb
laughing. Interesting.
Okay. Share with the fucking class.
Question number one.
Yeah?
What is your favorite... a little bird told him.
A little bird.
Question number one. What is your favorite DC heroine?
Oh,
black
okay.
or white canary?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Black.
I have a friend with an outstanding black canary cosplay.
Yep.
I really like white canary.
You would.
I mean, I do.
That's such... Yeah. That's so fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right.
Fuck. All right. Now I'm just going through these in my head. Okay.
Next one was wine or rum.
All right.
What Canary Island alcohol is your favorite.
That's quite smart.
Ooh. Going with rum on that one.
Yeah, I'll go rum.
For Canary Islands.
Yeah.
I don't know about Canary Island wine. I would probably rum it up, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
You were strongly about the rum before.
Yeah.
No need to change now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Question number 3, yellow or pink?
Mm-hmm.
What is the better bird-named color? Canary yellow or pink flamingo?
Aw, son of a bitch. They're both so iconic.
Really, yeah.
I have unsavory memories of watching Pink Flamingos. The movie?
But no, I never saw it. I think you're crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a John Waters film, and it's horrifying.
Who's that?
Okay.
Okay. All right. It's a cult classic, and okay. it is one of the worst things I've seen.
I mean, we know that I don't watch movies, so.
Yeah.
Is that a director?
John Waters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I have no fucking idea what that means.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with Canary Yellow.
Tell me an actor, I might have something, but if you go with a director, I fucking don't care.
Is her name Divine?
Yeah, too much time spent.
Canary Yellow, I think.
My baby blanket was Canary Yellow.
I'm leaning towards Pink Flamingo on this. Okay. Like, they're both so iconic, but... And you say each of them, and I know what color you're talking about, but I feel like the pink is way more pronounced than the yellow.
The pink is much bolder than the yellow.
That's fair.
So. Mm. Anyway.
Also, Big Bird is yellow.
Big Bird is yellow. Is Big Bird canary yellow, or is Big Bird Big Bird yellow?
I think Big Bird is Big Bird yellow. Question number 4 is tulip or mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What is the better tree... from the canary family of trees.
Huh.
I don't know any of this.
I gotta go tulip, I guess? Switching to tulip?
I did not know.
Tulips are very pretty.
Tulips are very pretty. Now I want to buy people tulips. Huh. Well, all right.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm absolutely going to Google these later, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mulberry. All
right.
Whatever.
Fair enough.
Question number 5, Jenna or James. Who is the biggest canary? Jenna or James?
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody does.
I mean, to
canary
be fair,
is capitalized. That's all I know.
Well.
The person that you send. Oh! Oh, shit! No, it's me!
It is you.
It is me!
It is you.
Because I got called a canary.
Yeah, because of...
Because
that
Facebook.
Old man called me a canary. Oh!
It's gotta be you.
Shit, so I had to change my profile picture for a day and everything.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
We already forgot about that shit.
No, I remembered
immediately.
Yeah,
we just did a 50-hour comedy
marathon. There's that.
Oh, my God. Nope. It's got to be me.
Nope. That's absolutely Jenna.
We never figured out what that meant.
No.
But that's me.
Yeah.
Old man said so. Old man on the internet
Some old white guy said it. It must be true.
I mean, he's the one I'm going to listen to.
Also, this is a piano. thank you for that, Steve.
Steven, thank you so much for that Fast Five, and we miss you.
Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send 2 emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the 5 choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context so we know what the fuck it is we are arguing about. We are getting close to the end of our time, so let's do some shout-outs.
I know exactly
who I'm
shouting.
Let's try to keep these under 10 minutes.
Yeah, super fast. A lot of people bought me snacks. A lot of people bought me a lot of punishments and things like that, but a lot of people bought me snacks, and I promise that those helped me make it through the weekend, and I am incredibly grateful for them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That reminded me of right when the thing started, my wife sent me a text saying, keep a tally of how many kendo hits you take. because I'll give you that many kisses when you get back.
Aww.
And at the end of the thing, I sent her a message. I was like, I have no fucking idea how many I've taken. I've lost count. I've lost all track of how many I've gotten.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is literally too many people to thank.
Yep.
I want to give my shout out to every single human being who interacted with this event in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Whether that be watching, whether that be donating, whether that be volunteering, whether that be contributing, whether that be performing, whether in any way, the shape, or form.
Sponsors.
Anything.
Yeah.
Sponsors. The theater. The people who work at the theater who have nothing to do with us, but we're there for hours.
Man, do they tolerate the shit out of
us. But they manned the fucking concession booth because, god damn it, and I just, literally no way to list everybody because there's too many, but thank you all. My shout out is for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was going to be mine.
Sorry.
Nah, no.
Fucking thunderstorm.
It's not like I'm the event coordinator or anything, salsa.
Uh-huh. Your shout out can be to yourself.
You can give your shout out to the same.
Can I just say ditto?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's seems
absolutely
rude.
Doable.
Legit.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's pretty much what I've got right now.
Good stuff.
I get so overwhelmed by how many people make this thing go and participate in this thing in any way, shape, or form. Like, oh god. And I'm gonna add another one of that. Fearless. Because this would not be a thing without Fearless Comedy Productions.
No.
So, and I mean that both all of the Fearless members that participated, the few, and there were only a few that were unable to for various reasons. Members past.
Yeah.
Who helped get things started and helped shape what Die Laughing is today. All of Fearless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This would not be a thing. So.
Oh my god. Spouses and significant others who are not
that's,
part
that's
of
what I was. Yeah. I thought, but.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No,
that's what I meant by people.
No.
It
just finally struck me. I was like, oh, that's who you. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Hey, who's got something to plug?
I do.
Fuck everything, no.
I'll be in the worst comedy show ever this Sunday. Will.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I was really sad when it wasn't at Die Laughing this year, and then I realized it was going to be the week after, and I went, okay, that's okay then.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to be in Duluth next weekend.
Mm.
That's all I got.
Cool. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very, very, very much for listening through this episode, because... We will find out upon listening later whether we made any sense, because let's be honest, our brains are a little mushy right now.
Yep.
Like I said, we will get the audio recording out to you hopefully shortly. We really want to get this as soon as possible. That way those of you who did watch the event live don't have to sit on those spoilers for too long.
Spoilers.
And yeah. We have an ambitious goal of getting the video out to YouTube and stuff like that this year, so keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, thank you so very much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.